Hi, this is a dictation for Vicky Foster that is being done today. Date of service is 6/27/2023. Date of birth 11/19/1968. Date of accident 12/7/2022. Miss Foster has been a victim of an automobile accident where a car rear-ended her car at 100 miles an hour, and then she hit a truck. It appears, leading to headaches, leading to dizziness, nightmares, fearful of the event. She injured her chest, pelvic and abdomen, both knees. But in addition, patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, both knees. And these pains were usually non-radiating, except sometime there was a numbness and tingling in the right leg below the knee and L3-4 nerve distribution. These pains have still continued, and patient is trying her conservative treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, since the time of accident. We have seen her first time on January 3rd, 2023. And although she missed her last month appointment, she was seen on 5/26/2023, but it has been pain has been 8 to 10 in all these areas. The radiation, the pain is minimal, and then ADLs are affected 7. 50% improvement is reported by the patient so far. And ADL, please review the chart for ADLs, for the system review, for additional history. For medication, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient physical examination is 129/89, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 80. Oh, sorry, it is 98. And rest of the exam will be the same from the previous visit, which is dated 5/26/2023, dictation number 0530-14. And the plan is basically to continue conservative treatment as per patient request, focusing on the neck and lower back and knee and both sacroiliac joint, and also traction massage 2 times per week, and shoulder area as well. Patient is actually working light duty job at 7 hours, 6 days, 7 pounds. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue all of these treatments along with medications, which are Mobic, uh, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve relief and nerve pain relief headaches, and Furosets are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for the headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for the topical pain relief. All of these medications are helping her tremendously. She's also been provided with the Onlux photobiomodulation. A neuropsych referral was provided for her evaluation and treatment that I do not believe has been done. She has ongoing history of headaches with dizziness, which are improving. Headaches are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 with 8 off and on, and dizziness is also reduced. Anxiety is also diminishing, and rest of the physical examination is improving. The patient does not want any injection treatment so far. She has not been ready for them, although the MRIs were discussed with her. Her thoracic MRI is completely normal. And the lumbar MRI has a only finding of L4, L5 nerve roots on the left side being prominent without any significant. And so patient was advised about yoga, meditation, home exercise, stretching of the spine, acupunctures, chiropractic treatment. Thank you. Have you seen in 30 days?